Oh, yeah, Spence. I'm so stoked to be back here once again on our Ventura Forward podcast. We're searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and news across the 805. We're going around 805 with our unique points of view across Ventura County, bringing those stories, bringing the news, and having the toughest conversations that I know of anybody. I'm already on fire on episode number 91. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. We've had enough of the rain. It's a cliche, but we definitely have. It's messing stuff up now. Again, Lake Casitas getting closer and closer to spill. Many of the experts say the lake is actually going to spill. But we have bigger things to talk about this morning. And if you're listening at night, this evening on our podcast.
There's so many news things that I've been given, I've been sharing, I've been after. Let's get into it right away, starting off with our sponsors. Okay, our sponsors are always fast and they're wonderful. And there's more and more coming every day. Ray Fresco has been there from the beginning. The band.
Music.
Bringing our tunes in, that classic Ventura Ford podcast tune. Thank you, Ray Fresco. We look forward to seeing you on your summer tour, number one. Number one, Goodwill. Let's go. Goodwill sponsorship is bringing us those events. I'm still locking the dates down because it's going to be unique for the next 12 months as we get into a lot of different fun stuff. Cornhole tournament, beach action days. Going to be working with one of our other proud sponsors, Ventura Music Hall. Possibility of a fun social coming up this fall. Spence, the events. You had the Crab Feast. Tell me about it.
Crab Feast was great. It was well attended. As a matter of fact, it was a sellout. So it was good times for one and all. And they raised a lot of cash. Good people out there having fun eating crab, shrimp, andouille sausage, and all of that. So it was a good time. We went from Salvation Army into the Tender Life community, into the Crab Feast, all within about 6 days. Lots of work out there. Good work.
Raised a lot of money for our community.
Yep.
Thank you to all the sponsors and everyone that paid money.
And that's what they did.
Can't go without being said. When you want to go out and you have to earn money, it's a different dynamic.
Oh, and tonight, since it's happening today, I'm going for the first time to Le Monisal.
Really?
Yep, first time. We're bringing a herd, so it's going to be interesting. Eight people going to Le Monisal.
What's there?
We do have, my relatives are coming in, so I figured, where can we go? Let's go someplace I haven't. So Le Monisal, we talked to them, and the difficulties of both the open... opening up Main Street again, talking about that issue, and also just the idea that running a business is difficult, rewarding if you're good at it, which Le Monisal is. So I'll be there tonight. Local is better, and especially independent local.
I'm going to go off microphone for a second to see if Instagram Dorito over here have a new style. Can you hear us on our new microphones? Let's see how it sounds.
All right, we're testing a microphone here.
Okay.
And he's working the new microphone. That would be Spencer Noren. He has funny new props here, and two of the props are microphones that he has that are wireless microphones, just like just about every microphone these days would be a wireless. So let's see if we are hearing anything. Apparently, we got confirmation. Thumbs up.
The new microphones are working. Let's go on two of them.
Okay, that was a professional test.
No, I know it's a small thing, but we're working slow here. Mm-hmm. And I got emotional again, Spence, because you know Ventura Forward's growing more than ever.
Yes.
And there's this and there's that's opinions, and I'll let everyone know. I'm not perfect. And when I'm out there, I think everyone's goal now is to kind of want to prove me wrong. Call me out. Expose Spencer. I think that's the attitude I see across America.
Expose Spencer.
Not as the example. Okay. Because there's hundreds of thousands of Spencers everywhere.
Yes, there are.
In each city, let's say. That person with attitude, who's the number one attitude person that, I'll say his name, you don't have to, Trump. Okay? That's the lead, exposed. It's kind of the model I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm letting you know I'm feeling the same type of thing on this level. From Washington, D.C., breaking the Brown Act violation that occurred. From running a political campaign against Eric Nazarenko, still 5 years ago. From speaking boldly against current politicians on city council about removing our time from public speaking from 3 minutes to 1 minute, which I spoke very boldly upon. I can feel it. And I can feel the energy. And I can feel it just as much. So the 80-20 rule here has never applied more. Why am I talking about this? Everybody on live? is because more positive is coming than negative, but the negative is there. When I turned off the comments for a couple of like 10 days, I was on my phone 2 hours less. Once I made the video about Main Street Moves, reopening, in my opinion, off of legality, and base number, episode number 91 off of that, the hate messages came back, blocked numbers, phone calls come back again. It's not okay for you to think that somebody who's trying as hard as I am to have accountability through kindness and grace, and then reporting on the news with everyone, I didn't know yesterday, and in the last 48 hours, and here's some kind of two bold statements, follow me, that a woman was going to be announced that unfortunately passed away on the steps of the Pierpont Beach, at Ventura City Beach, by the pier. They found her early Tuesday morning, I heard. And I didn't have every single fact about this, but I knew from this source, and then going right to where it happened and asking the business owner right there, and we're like embracing because we knew who she was, you know, and we lost a life right here on the steps. And I'm sorry. I'm going to report on this. That's the role that I have because I know that that type of story isn't being said in a timely fashion to change and affect other lives right away. And we had a city council meeting 10 days ago, and we were going to get more presence and awareness on the promenade, and there has been more of that, I've heard. And there's not a separation between safety as individuals in our community and respecting what people call homeless lives. And there's so many quotation marks going on. Well, so I said somebody else died, and they said, by the path, well, wasn't that a gang member? I said, what are you talking about, gang member? Or homeless people. Start saying human being with family and soul and love. And when we get rid of the stereotypes, we realize that things like our police department and people trying to do good, like Ventura Forward, the ones out on the streets doing the hardest work, the most days, the most hours, subject social workers, me too. I question social workers. I question the system. But look what happened in the state of California just this week with that audit. We saw $500 million, $750 million spent, went unaccounted for, right? Mm-hmm. You saw that article, right?
Yep.
I mean, and so I'm the person, on me, and you can hear this is real emotion today, number 91, maybe we'll label it real emotion, no problem, that was my brother's death. That's why this was started. Not to expose people like Cleanup Ventura. I'll say it again loud and proud. I'm not Cleanup Ventura. I know who Cleanup Ventura is. I told everyone who Cleanup Ventura was because I posted on Instagram after he came to a city council meeting and boldly spoke. Okay, and then I told another video and said, come out, which I got a ton of hate for because I believe in transparency. And gosh forbid that I became the person with the loudest voice, with the most most transparency, because I just recorded myself doing and put it on social media. Does not make me better than anybody else. If you think that I think that I'm better than you because I share on social media, you couldn't be more wrong. That's why I'm doing this, to prove that I'm not better or I'm not greater, and that I can receive food from FoodShare. And I can look at the date on the FoodShare food and say it's past date and comment and say, and I'm still going to eat it. I eat every piece of food and from the FoodShare. But I'm going to hold people for accountability from the nonprofits, because when you see nonprofits aren't being held accountable, that's what Ventura Forward does on every level, from every tax dollar, because it's your money and it's my money, and spent, it's your money.
Yes, it is.
Talk to me.
All of the above. So we work with these people all the time. Some of them are very well-intended and do good work. But I do have to admit, when I hear somebody saying, I'm going to start a nonprofit, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that, just you want everybody out there too. You should know, where is your money going? Where is that money going to end up? How efficient is it going to be? Deal with the local people you know the best, because sometimes some big salaries come about on all of this. I know with the parking thing, when I heard that, well, we'll have to have our parking czar. They didn't use the word czar. I did. But okay. So how much are we going to pay for parking, and how much is the czar going to make each year? But all this money's going back into the community. Really? Where is the money going? And everybody out there, you're a sucker if you're not aware. All these fees. Oh, these fees are going to be used to, you know, build a new parking structure, to enhance a park, to do that. Okay. At the end of the year, let's see where the money actually goes. So I think it's important that we're all vigilant on this stuff. And you do have to be skeptical. You do have to question authority, always. Police officers are number one in this community, but you do have to have a magnifying glass on them because they have such a powerful position. All of them do. So I think that we have to be vigilant when it comes to our safety and also our tax dollars.
Aaron, when it comes into safety, another bold thing I got to get, and I want to say this with respect to the names I'm going to drop, which are two of them, but it came up with over 40,000 views and likes and stuff, and that was a reputation of Five Points employee Brad Spann, brought to you by another local skater named Mike Anderson on social media, and the post went viral. And I got 25, 30 shares of this, and I wanted to share it because Brad doesn't have a good, you know, rap sheet that was posted, and it was questioned if he should be working around kids. It's a viable comment to think around skating and that environment. And this is my comment on that, what I was trying to say with respect to all humans. When you deliver stories, and that's why I was propping Mr. Anderson, and I wanted to, and I said it in only 90 seconds yesterday. And I want to tell him again, thank anyone's name that I say, thank you. I do it with respect, but I can't do it with permission because every time I would do that, you know how long it would take to get a story out? Or to back you and say, good job making that story on post and telling the truth. Numbers don't lie. Police reports don't lie. Testimony doesn't lie. In abundance and reports, if you continue to get the facts. And that's what Ventura Ford is. One more layer of facts that can help someone else tell their story through your platform. That's it. And you got to kind of maybe leave it up longer or let it stay there. And I've done that too. I've removed a post before. I've been there. I'm part of that social game. So Spence, when I say Ventura Ford's doing things that no one else is doing, it creating a social platform off no membership fees, off nothing, but able to come together and share that stoke and then light that fire. And the conversations were hot and I want to continue to inspire. But when it comes at me, another layer of grace. Know how far and deep I am and been in this game with other people. And you see them and you say their names. Like I'll say Kevin Carisi, Stephanie Caldwell, and Marlis Oster. People go, oh my gosh, did you hear he said their name? Did I hear I said the name of people that have been working and making major decisions in our cities for the last 10 years, 15 years? And no one knows who they are. No one knows city council members' names. That's the name of the game, is knowing people's names and being able to say their name and do it gracefully. So people can be aware to make their own perceptions and opinions about what's going on. And so while you're trying to talk about me or I'm trying to talk about you, we can all go a far step farther to know that information. So I'll do that on episode number 91. Go farther to reach out in my journalism to have respect, to get the story out there, because I think that's a lot of where the anger is coming from and the energy, not the truth in the story. Like me talking about putting a complex of 250 acres for full rehabilitation through workforce placement programs. Some people said, double bird, you Spencer, how dare you mention Oxnard? You know, you talk beep, beep, beep about Oxnard. I love Oxnard. Ventura and Oxnard are married together forever. My family was born and raised in Oxnard, my mom's side, okay? From the 40s, the 20s, okay? Rio Mesa, my family's a first class of Rio Mesa. That's why today, Cougars versus Rio Mesa, hope to see you at the baseball field. We're talking about youth sports. We're talking about how we want sports to be played tomorrow in the rain. Hopefully it does. Doesn't sound like it's going to. The toughest news and the toughest conversations are brought to you by Ventura Ford because we love the people and we're not trying to piss anybody off. But because the news and the community naturally makes people have conflict. Let's not be naive enough to realize that. And that I've been somehow gifted the mouthpiece and the microphone in some realms. In the morning on the radio, thanks to Tom. In the podcast, a lot of different times, thanks to Tom. And because I had the social media to hit post, and so do you. So let's go.
Got 2 minutes left. How do you want to wrap it up? For got some rain coming in, got some fun, got some sports. Let's do something local.
Ventura Music Hall, Pete's Breakfast House, Johnny's Mexican Food, Midtown Grill. Fine Details, Mobile Detailing, Ross Emery, great job. Speckman Dental, Pacific Coast Coins, Kalorama Coffee, Pu'u Mutai, Channel Islands Juice Company, Goodwill. Adenic. Funniest thing right now, Spence, too.
Yes.
The microphone. I know.
I'm talking. Hi there, everybody. No, hello there, everybody.
That's why we do fun.
Multitasking.
We're doing tasking. It here. Adenic Smoothies. Sean O'Toole Realty. I got one more down here. What is this? Spence wants to wrap it up. Until next time, Ventura Forward coming at you. Let's go.